Oh, humans, co-humans, you've claimed too many lives, you've taken too many fathers from their children and wives.
Third movement, coal mines.
Ain't you never gonna be satisfied and stop taking our men from the rest of our lives?
Lady lived down the street here on the end. Her husband was killed in the Rudder mines down here when Hitler was running. Him and his brother-in-law and another guy, they went in on Christmas Eve. Company wanted some holes drilled and some charges set off so they'd have some coal ready for the after Christmas. They went in there, anyways, sunk the hole up, you know, put the dynamite and stuff in. And when he backed up, got into that high voltage water, barbecued, you know, roasted, killed him instantly. You know, like they didn't know that much power, 2,000-3,000 volts, something like that. It went through him, and he was killed in that mines down there. That's 1956. Name of Robert Campbell.
I growed up with strip mining. It's scary.
What's it do to you?
Well, when we lived up in the holler, they stripped in front of the house. I must have been about 7, 8 years old. And you'd wake up in the morning to this gosh awful screeking and rocks coming off that mountain. And at that time, they just stripped trees and all, you know, right over the hill. Sometimes rocks would jump them over in their yard from in front of the house. And when it got behind the house, it's worse than ever, because it was coming right down at us. And I was terrified. I'll be honest with you, I growed up terrified. You was afraid to go out in the yard to play.
You never told me this before.